You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Thanks for joining me once again for the Drop Podcast. We're in the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the important topics going on within the NHL. In this episode, we're going to be recapping the game, the Blues against the Blue Jackets, which was played on November 12th of 2016. Guys, I don't know what this team has got to do to get a win and to start putting some goals in the net. They did put some in this game. The power play, which had been stinking, was awesome. I mean, this team scored 4 goals on the power play in this game. They had not done that since October of 2014 when they played the Coyotes. So if that's something that's positive that's going to come out of that game, it's going to be that. 4 power play goals in one game. They looked very good on the power play. They weren't making too many passes. They were making the right passes. Guys were getting open. Guys were making the right shots. And the key, the shots were going on net. They weren't missing the net by 4 or 5 feet, which has been a kind of a problem lately for the Blues. This wasn't a great game. Like I said, the Blues did lose 8-4. But let's go ahead and get into the highlights right now.
Savar taking it from Werenski. Dumped in Gagne. Behind the net, Sedlak. Bouncing puck, settled down for Hartnell. Gagne attempted to play it. Gagne now, out of the corner. Backhands and scores! A wicked backhand! The Jackets score first again!
4 goals in his last 6 coming into this game. And right now, he is on fire from below the goal line. He's going to attack. He's got a little space. And he says, forget it. Let's go with the bread and butter and backhand top shelf.
So just 2 minutes and 34 seconds into the first period, Columbus takes the lead 1-0 on a pretty good-looking goal by Gagne. He's been looking really good this year for the Blue Jackets. Gagne came from behind the net, came up back around, looked like he might do a wraparound, but he put the puck up, and it looks like to me it might have went off Bouwmeester's stick. I don't think it would have went quite as high if it wouldn't have hit Bouwmeester's stick, but regardless, it's a goal, and Columbus takes the lead 1-0. And that was Gagne's 5th goal of the season, Hartnell's 5th assist, and Sedlak's 3rd assist. Columbus came out working hard. The Blues were working hard. The effort for the Blues, to me, has been there. They've just not been able to score goals, and they've been scored on a lot recently. So Columbus gets the jump, but the Blues would jump back in it just about 4 minutes later on this goal by Kevin Shattenkirk.
Should be an easy clear for Ryan Murray, and he gets it out. And Perron walks it back in, drops it to Tarasenko, across, and they score! Shattenkirk! What a pass! And Shattenkirk has tied the game at 1.
Really quick regroup. After the Blues turned it over, Laterra went for a line change. He was the one that dumped it in. The Blues stayed at it in the neutral zone, largely because of Fabry and David Perron. And you can see the play there where Perron just grabs it and goes. But what a pass to the left side of your screen, right over to Shattenkirk. So you've got a shooter. Oh, man, there wasn't much room right there. Glanced off the skate blade and into the net.
The Blue Jackets cleared the puck out of their zone very quickly, but Perron brought it back in. A great pass to Tarasenko and a perfect pass onto the stick of Shattenkirk, and he just puts it in the corner, and the Blues tie the game at 1 apiece. Great power play goal. The power play was looking very good, and that goal was at 6 minutes and 35 seconds into the first period. Tarasenko's 9th assist, Perron's 2nd assist, and the Blues look pretty good at this point. Both teams are battling hard, and you're thinking to yourself, hey, this may be a game where the Blues would be able to start taking advantage of some of the mistakes Columbus was making. They weren't making a lot, but when they were, the Blues were doing their best to come in and take advantage of it. The Columbus Blue Jackets kept pushing and kept pushing, and Nick Foligno would get a goal just about 9 seconds after Shattenkirk's goal and take the lead 2-1.
Foligno, left wing, fires, scores! Captain should, right off the draw, down the ice, and beats
the Blues goaltender.
Well, we saw these guys with a little talk before the opening draw, this line. This wasn't a face-off win. Excellent job by Nick Foligno to pick off the pass in the neutral zone of the St. Louis Blues. And it's a little give-and-go with Brandon Saad.
This go-ahead goal came about due to a huge mistake by Pietrangelo, trying to clear the puck out and just did it a little lazy on his side, I guess you could say. Columbus brought it back in and beat Jake Allen on the glove side. He got a little piece of it, but not enough to stop it, and Columbus takes the lead 2-1 on the goal by Foligno. That was Foligno's sixth goal of the year, and assisted by Saad, his seventh assist of the year, just 6 minutes and 43 seconds in. Like I said, just 9 seconds after the Blues tied it at 1 apiece, and Columbus takes a 2-1 lead at this point in the first period. You're starting to get the feeling that this may not be the game just about 10 minutes before that you thought it might be, and Columbus kept pushing, and they got another goal here by Wennberg.
Right.
They are shooting from all areas of the ice.
I'm sure they would have scouted Allen and Hutton.
Scores again from up high. Wennberg beats Allen, and it's 3-1. Just inside the blue line. Alexander Wennberg let it fly, and they've got a book on this thing here. No doubt about it.
Wennberg is one of the top young players for Columbus as their center, only 22 years old, and he came up big with that goal 15 minutes and 10 seconds in to the first period. It's his second goal of the season. Saad got his 8th assist, and Foligno got his 9th assist, and it gives the Jackets a 3-1 lead coming out of the first period. We're all hoping for the Blues to kind of come out fast in the second period, put some pressure on Columbus, keep it in their end, get some goals, but it wasn't meant to be. And guys, Columbus just put the pressure on in the second period.
Gagne, Sedlak, Hartnell. Hartnell throws it in front. Gagne scores! What a pass and what a goal! 4-1 Columbus.
Well, Sam Gagne, he's just on fire here to start this season with the Columbus Blue Jackets. We mentioned the chemistry with Scott Hartnell in camp. And these guys on this fourth line have done an outstanding job in the offensive zone. Sedlak has been strong on the puck, and the veteran Scott Hartnell, kind of a whole play there. But why not when you have a guy like Gagne on your line? Second effort. He had 8 last year in his time with the Philadelphia Flyers.
So Sam Gagne is just 2 goals away from coming up to the point where he was last year, all year with 8 goals. That second goal of the game for him was his 6th of the season. He had 8 goals last year with Philadelphia. He's been quite a surprise so far for Columbus. I'm sure they expected some more goals than 8 out of him, but I'm sure they didn't expect his 6th goal to be scored this, before the 20th game of the season. That would be Hartnell's 6th assist and Sedlak's 4th assist. Both Hartnell and Sedlak are playing great games for the Columbus, and it's 5 minutes and 18 seconds in, and this one really deflated the Blues. You could see them just start to fall apart when Columbus took this 4-1 lead. And Dubinsky, just about 40 seconds later, made it 5-1.
Atkinson to pick it up. Cam Atkinson on here to Ryan Murray. Murray across the line. Turned around on the play. Following through. Carter Hutton out of possession. And the Jackets find the back of the net. Boone Jenner going to those dirty areas right on the doorstep. The Blue Jackets now lead 5-1.
Brandon Dubinsky finally gets on the score sheet. And there he's on the backside of the post. Hard work in front of the net by Boone Jenner. And Dubinsky finds that puck with a wide open net.
Jake Allen was replaced by Carter Hutton, but as you can see, the goals just keep coming. It didn't matter who was in goal for the Blues. That would be Brandon Dubinsky's first goal of the season, assisted by Atkinson, his 5th assist of the year, and by Jenner, a very good pass, his 3rd assist of the year. And just with 5 minutes and 56 seconds into the second period, Columbus is up 5-1. But wait, the bleeding would only get worse on this goal.
Including, as I mentioned, 2 during the Blues power play. Across the line now. Atkinson on the off wing. Drops a pass. Scores! Nunavara! His
his first in the National Hockey League. What a smile. Marcus Nudavara. What a play by the Blue Jackets. Speed, transition. Atkinson back to the neutral zone. And the defenseman, the young defenseman, not afraid to join the rush. We've seen this all season long. Marcus Nudavara creeps in the slot and rips this one past Carter Hutton.
Earlier, Dubinsky got his first goal this year, and then Nudavara got his first goal in the NHL, 10 minutes and 52 seconds into the second period, assisted by Atkinson and Jenner. Guys are playing a very good game. Columbus is looking very good. You're starting to think, oh, no, this isn't going to be another one of these Montreal games where they put up 10 goals. They didn't get quite that far, but right now they're up 6-1, 10 minutes and 52 seconds into the second period. The Blues, you know, have got to try something to come back. They're trying, but Columbus is just on a horrid pace in goals. And William Karlsson gets the next one just about 3 minutes later in the second period.
The stink. And that enabled the Jackets to select as they score number seven, William Karlsson. Beats Carter Hutton, 7-1.
Well, the Blue Jackets are doing a lot of things right, Jeff, and they're getting rewarded. They practiced line change here in the past couple of weeks, and it's paid off. Blue Jackets do a line change. You see at the top left of your screen at the right time, and Atkinson not only disperses the puck, but then gets off the ice at the right time, and Karlsson, fresh from the bench, puts it on a tee.
Karlsson makes it 7-1 on his second goal of the year, assisted by Savard, and that pesky Atkinson, which would be his third assist of this game and seventh of the year, 13 minutes and 30 seconds into the second period, Columbus has a 7-1 lead. Now, guys, regardless of whether the Blues win this game or not, we need to see something from them. We need to see some life. We need to see a team that's like, hey, we don't care we're down 7-1. We're going to show that we can still come back. We're not stopping. This will not be a 10-1, an 11-1 game. It wasn't, and Robbie Fabbri made sure with this next goal, which was a power play goal.
But it handcuffed him a bit. And now Tarasenko again for Perron. And then Shattenkirk. In tight again. Now in front to Tarasenko. Wide open. They score. Fabbri, what a pass by Tarasenko. And Fabbri with a power play goal.
Tarasenko's made a couple of beautiful passes in this game. You remember earlier in the period, John, when Fabbri just missed on a very similar play, although it was more of a rush play. But for the critically ill, there's $500 more because of the power play. Keep your eye on 15, white in the high slot. Keeps moving around, getting himself open. He's right beside Werenski, who's puck watching a little bit, obviously, because Tarasenko has it. And Tarasenko has become the distributor here. That's a heck of a pass. I mean, everyone's watching the puck. No chance for the goaltender.
So Fabbri gets a second from Tarasenko and Laterra. And the Blues are 2-for-3 on the power play.
Okay, so the league already knows what a great goal scorer Vladimir Tarasenko is. If they've not realized that he can also pass, and to me, from watching a lot of games this year, not just the Blues, he's got to be one of the top 10 passers in this league. And if the league doesn't know that, they're going to know it very soon, because this was a great, great pass from Tarasenko and Laterra on this goal by Fabbri. It'd be Fabry's second. It was the Blues' power play goal. Tarasenko's 10th assist, Laterra's second assist, and we're at 15 minutes and 56 seconds into the second period, around 4 minutes left. The Blues get this great power play goal. They're starting to build some momentum. You see some life in them, and they would take that into the third period on this next goal by Vladimir Tarasenko.
And now it is Shattenkirk. He scored the Blues' first goal into Tarasenko. Fakes it, lets it go. He scores! What a shot by Tarasenko! The third power play goal tonight at 7-3.
Holy jumping, what a cutback move that was. A little stutter step. And I believe this is a result of some of the hard work they put into that second period. This line supported one another. Oh, my goodness. Just a little cutback move, and Savard just bit on it. Savard leans to the left so easily, leaves a wide open lane there. And he just blows this through the elbow and the side of the body of the goaltender and his buddy, Bobrovsky. What a shot. What an effort.
That would be Tarasenko's sixth goal, and it was set up by Shattenkirk, his eighth assist, and Perron, his third assist. Perron's played a pretty good game, and this was just 21 seconds into the third period, folks. I know 7-3, it's a long way to come back, you know, but the Blues are looking good on the power play. Columbus is starting to make some mistakes. Would the Blues be able to come back and mount one of the most amazing comebacks in NHL history? No, they wouldn't. And just about a minute and 40 seconds later, Columbus would add the eighth goal of this game to kind of put it out of reach.
Jackets, second power play. They had one shot in the previous attempt. Looking to break the Chennai.
Scores! Werenski, it's a power play goal. And it's 8-3. Jackets break a string of 10 straight power plays without a goal. But Werenski makes it look easy.
Well, Werenski gets himself a good position here as the hard work is done down low and the Blue Jackets get set up. And that's something they've done very, very well this year. They work hard to get set up.
Columbus finally gets that power play goal they've been looking for after a couple game drought. And they take the lead 8-4 on the goal by Werenski. That would be his fourth goal of the season. Atkinson again, another assist, his eighth of the season, and Foligno, another assist, his 10th of the season, and it was a power play goal, like I said, just 2 minutes and 53 seconds into the third period. After the Blues, it started to really look good with that momentum changer with Vladimir Tarasenko on the goal at the end of the second period by Fabry. Hey guys, the Blues would not give up though. They would continue to push. Nice to see this. This was a bad loss, but Robbie Fabry got his second of the game just about 4 minutes later to make it 8-4.
Clear. Fabry, great pass. Tarasenko. Fabry shoots. He scores. What a play, and another great shot by Fabry. Their fourth power play tonight.
Are they zipping that pill around? My. Tell you what's impressive about young Robbie Fabry. There was a healthy scratch in the last game, and he's got two goals here. He has not celebrated one goal. John, you can't teach that. He's like, we're down by four. I'm not putting my hands up and celebrating. He scores the goal off the bar and in, and just as if he's done it before, which he has. The kid's got a great nose for the net. And he does not want to be out of this lineup again.
I agree with Panger. I kind of think Fabry's kind of saying, hey, coach, don't leave me out of this lineup. You made a big mistake. And I like how professional he was. A great point again by Darren Pang. He didn't sit there and celebrate and jump up and down after the goals. It was, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm paid to do. Yeah, I'm a young guy, but I want to be part of this team, and you're not going to bench me again. And that's great to see from Robbie Fabry. Two goals in this game, which would give him three goals this year. Tarasenko gets his 11th assist. Perron gets his fourth assist. Perron played a very good game, showed up, even though the Blues lost 8-4. The Blues had four power play goals, folks. And as I said at the beginning of this broadcast, that's a first time they've had four power play goals since October of 2014. Nice to see, guys. Bad game. You lose 8-4. You made some major mistakes. But hey, at least you come back and you didn't totally embarrass yourself. You showed Columbus you might be running all over us now, but we're not going to give up, and the Blues didn't give up. And so let's go ahead before I go into the stats of the game and get a little more in depth of that. Let's go ahead and hear the press conferences to what the Blues had to say after the game.
You look back at the last 5 or 6 years, we haven't had a run like this really at all. You know, and it's new to us, and you know, we have to grow out of it. It's not fun. It's frustrating for everyone. But we're playing hard. I mean, we're really, it's not for lack of effort. We're playing hard, and it's a matter of playing hard the right way. You know, I think we're trying to use a lot of energy and turn things around, but it's a matter of doing it and doing it within our game plan and just trusting that that's going to work, you know. And tonight there were a couple a couple tough bounces for sure, but that was, you know, that was the game. I mean, that's kind of what's happening to us, and that we just have to keep working at it to get it back in our favor.
Was this a continuation of things from the Nashville game or a different set of problems?
You know, it felt like a continuation just because they scored so early. So, I mean, I think when you look at it, you're thinking to yourself, you know, here we go again because they put one in right away. From our point of view, I you know, at least in my mind, I have long forgot about the Nashville game, and I think a lot of us have. And, you know, we came back in here 3-1, and we wanted to go out there and, you know, there was never a doubt in our mind that we were still in the game, and I think we just needed to go back out there, and, you know, we just couldn't get, like I said, we couldn't get that back in our favor. We couldn't get the momentum to go our way, and it's tough because sometimes it's, you know, it just doesn't happen for you, and we got to work through it.
You've prided yourself so much on defensive goaltending structure and not giving teams some of the kinds of opportunities that they're getting. I mean, when someone puts eight up on you, what should the feeling of the 20 guys in here be like?
It's alarming. It's very alarming, and not just the eight, but, you know, the six against Dallas, the five against the Rangers. We are, you know, we need to get back to doing those little things that make us so good. Our D are good at stopping pucks on the cycle. We're good at getting in there and you know, the second guy getting in there and pulling those pucks out of there, making the play quick and getting on the offense. And we need to get in shot lanes. You know, we need to block more shots. We need to get sticks on more passes coming out of the D zone. Little things that, you know, some bad habits are coming into our game, and we just need to turn them into good habits and get back to that game.
Let's go ahead and go over the stats of the game here and get more in depth. The Blues fall to 7-6-3. Columbus improves to 7-4-2. Shots on goal. The Blues had plenty, 37 shots on goal. Columbus had 30. The positive you can take out of this game was the Blues were 4-for-5 on the power play. Columbus finally broke their drought on the power play and was 1-for-2. Faceoffs, 53% for Columbus, 48% for the Blues. Let's recap the goals. Shattenkirk had a power play goal, his fourth of the year, and also had an assist. Fabry had two goals, his second and third of the year. Tarasenko had a power play goal, his sixth, but also included three assists on some great passing. Perron played an awesome game, had three assists. Laterra had an assist. Jake Allen did not look good, gave up four goals on 12 shots. Carter Hutton really didn't look great either. On the Columbus side, Gagne continues to impress for Columbus after having just eight goals all last year in Philadelphia. Has two goals in tonight's game for his fifth and sixth goal. Dubinsky gets his first goal of the year. Wenberg gets his second goal of the year. Foligno, a goal, his sixth of the year and two assists. And Hartnell gets two assists. Bobrovsky, who is a good friend of Tarasenko, made 33 saves and looked decent for Columbus. He played well enough to win, but not great. And the Blues lose this one 8-4 in Columbus. So now let's get into what I think the keys of the game were. You've got Pietrangelo, who's your number one defenseman. You've got Bouwmeester, who most people consider your second defenseman. Some people would say Shattenkirk. But Pietrangelo was a minus five, guys. Minus five. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He played a terrible game. So did Bouwmeester. Bouwmeester was a minus four. You're not going to win too many games when your top two defensemen are a minus five and minus four. That's the key to this game. Yeah, Allen let in a couple soft ones that he should have had. Carter Hutton let in some he probably shouldn't have. But this game may have not gotten hound if your defensive core would have played better. With that being said, the positives of this game are this. Tarasenko continues to impress with his passing. David Perron played another quality game, which the Blues need more quality games as opposed to average games out of David Perron if they want to be successful. Another positive is Fabry. Fabry showed Hitchcock and Coach Mike that, hey, you guys, it's not going to be easy for you to take me out of this lineup. He was pissed that he was taken out of the lineup, and I don't blame him, you know, but they do things for a reason. The only thing I have against Hitchcock sometimes is he tends to be very hard on young players and will take them in and out of the lineup, and they can't get any cohesiveness. Yet with a veteran who may screw up for several games, such as an Alexander Steen, he'll leave him in the game. Doesn't ever bench him. Come on, coach, you've got to be fair. If a veteran is not playing well for two or three games, you've got to bench him. And if a rookie's not playing well for two or three games, you bench him. Don't play favorites here. If the guys aren't hot, bench them, regardless of the second-year player, third-year player, 10th-year player. I don't care who it is. You know, you've got to bench a guy that's not playing well. Fabry gave you a message. Keep him in this lineup, please, Coach Hitchcock. With that being said, the Blues, you know, just got to keep moving forward. I keep hearing a lot of times, let's mix the lines up. We got to do this. We got to do that. Let's make a trade, guys. We're just about 20 games into the season. It's not time to panic. If this was 45 games into the season, I necessarily wouldn't be panicking, but I would be asking a lot more questions. They play a team on Tuesday that they should be able to beat in the Sabres. Sabres have had injuries. They're not a great team, but hey, lately the Blues haven't been a great team. So they take on the Sabres November 15th at home, where they start a couple game home trip. And that game will be at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Midwest in KMOX 1120. Stay positive, guys. It's got to get better. If it doesn't, hey, this is a team we have. Let's continue to support the team. If changes need to be made, I'm sure some changes will need to be made. With that being said, thanks again for joining me on the Drop Podcast. I will be back Wednesday, after the day after the Sabres game, to let you know what happened. Let's hope for a Blues victory. I am sure that Jake Allen will be starting this game. I will be shocked. Have a great day, a great rest of your Sunday night. And as I always end my show, stay out of trouble in life and in whether you're playing hockey, and stay out of the penalty box.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.